Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. So today's episode is all about avoiding ego traps. It's a pretty intense topic, so I'm going to try my best to explain it in a simple way. I want to begin with a story which goes back to last year when I was confronted about one of my posts on social media by a very argumentative person. They didn't agree with my point of view on a particular post, and to be fair, that's absolutely fine. But when I kindly told them that although I respect the differences, we should move on, they got really angry because they wanted me to admit I was wrong and agree with their perspective. They wanted me to enter a debate with them so they could feel like they've won. Now, if I felt that they were actually interested in my perspective through curiosity, I would have been happy to explain it further, answer their questions while, of course, listening to their perspective. However, this person only wanted to argue, prove me wrong, and drag me down. They didn't want to understand my point of view. They wanted to reply with a counter-argument for anything I said. Their ears were shut and their mouth was open. They were not ready to learn, only to dictate. Our beliefs, which are our truths, were different, and they got really worked up by it. According to them, my truths were false and they would lead people to a dark place. They got so worked up that they even started attacking me personally, especially when they realised I wasn't taking part in their battle. I just stayed silent and observed till I could distance myself. It seemed as if they cared more about being right than deeply caring about other people's well-being. If it was the other way round, their actions would have been completely different and come from a more loving place. My beliefs shattered their truth, and without that truth, this person's identity became threatened, which led to their peace being stolen. This happens a lot in life. Some people don't say or ask things out of curiosity. They simply want to prove others wrong. They want people to follow their truth because they themselves fear being wrong and not knowing who they are. This is related to our ego. So you're probably wondering what your ego is. Well, it's just your self-image and it's created by your thoughts. We all have one and it comes into production when we interact with others and the world around us. We tend to reflect other people and take their responses to us as an image of ourselves. When we're born, we don't get to choose our name, it's given to us. This can also be the same for our religion. Sometimes people may even label us as shy, and we then live our lives identifying ourselves with these things. Your ego is your social mask, and it constantly requires validation because it lives in fear of losing its sense of identity. Unfortunately, many of us identify ourselves with a certain image throughout life, and we have to keep on maintaining and protecting it. If we don't, we lose ourselves, just as the guy did in my story. If others don't acknowledge or agree with the image of ourselves that we have created, our identity becomes threatened and the ego will fear for its protection. For example, someone with religion X and religion Y may not be able to have an open conversation about their beliefs without the other person getting offended. Each person hangs on to their religion to form their identity. By questioning their beliefs, they must also question their identity, and this imposes a threat. This is why people are so quick to get defensive and act with aggression. Unfortunately, these days we have a lot of people who believe that they are spiritual and transcending their ego, but in actual fact are doing the complete opposite. Some of these people might claim to be so highly spiritual or woke that they even try to outdo others, like they're participating in some kind of spiritual Olympics. They like to believe that they are more spiritual than others because they do things such as meditate, practice yoga, balance their chakras, watch documentaries, help the environment, post positive quotes online, open their third eye, eat vegan food, love animals, hug trees, wear mala beads, and so on. Here's the issue. These things do indeed help you connect with your spirit and will help you grow. I practice a lot of these things myself and can admit that they're great. But if you believe you are more spiritual because you do these things or condemn others because they don't, then you become trapped and blinded by your ego. True spirituality is meant to help you transcend this egotistic view. Also, just because you do these things, it doesn't automatically make you a good person if your actions aren't out of love. And you definitely can't claim to be more enlightened either if you're judging everyone who's not on the same path as you. This view cannot come from being on the righteous path. Being aware and judging others are two different things. You can become aware of something that's damaging without passing judgment. What we seem to have are people who believe they are highly spiritual, bashing everyone who doesn't follow the same path as them. They are detaching themselves from the idea of unconditional love, which I believe is where the inner journey of spirituality actually leads to. The spiritual journey is personal. It's about you. It's not about who others are or what they think of you. It's about how you treat them. It's not about imposing beliefs or judging those around you. It's not about trying to look happy or like you're a decent human being. It's actually about becoming those things. I think it's great that so many people are passionate about what they believe in and they genuinely want to help others. Desires which stem from ego can actually be a really positive thing when there's little attachment involved because they drive change for the better. We just need to remember that everyone has different beliefs, and although some might seem negative, that's okay. The best way to defend your beliefs is by living in line with them. If you believe in loving others and accepting people despite their differences, then you must show it. Don't attack them for not being like you or force your beliefs upon them. Seek to understand, give compassion, and if they desire it, provide guidance. I will happily admit that I am still working on myself so I don't fall into these ego traps. The grander issue that arises from having too much ego in the world is that when lots of people identify themselves with a group and believe that this group is better than other groups, they create enemies with those in other groups, and this leads us down the path of war and genocide. It makes us believe that those who don't match our beliefs are wrong and encourages us to treat them differently, often in unkind ways. If our operation is world peace, we need a little less ego and a lot more love. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, Vex King. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.